and you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, steal, or borrow. Please stand by.
Accidentally bombed a residential area near Kabul Saturday. Reports on the number of dead haven't yet been confirmed.
Nighttime comes and everybody wonders, will tomorrow bring the light of day? Will our house be rubble blown asunder? In the cellar we will hide ourselves and pray. Will the smoke clear in the morning? Will the city all go down in flames? Will the factory be standing? Will life here ever be the same? There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And you never see the faces of the killers as the smart bombs fall again. Will there be a job for me to go to? Will there be food upon my plate? After so many years of hungry sanctions, what did my child do to earn this fate? There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And you never see the faces of the killers as the smart bombs fall again. Talk of Gaza and of Algiers. They wring their hands when Irish shoppers die. But if you want to know a life of terror, look up at night into the Baghdad sky. There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And you never see the faces of the killers as the smart bombs fall again.
Marching home again. When Janica's marching home again. When Janica's marching home again, we'll all go out and welcome him. Never mind the shape he's in. And we'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went and how he likes the president. Casualties are an accident. And we'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags as great and grand and glorious rags. The ones they put in the body bags. And later on when the sickness comes. Later on when the sickness comes. Later on when the sickness comes from chemicals and uranium. We'll wring our hands and we'll all play dumb. Veterans who did their part. The veterans who did their part. See the veterans who did their part and came back home with a purple heart. Walking around with a shopping cart. See where are the legs he used to run? Where are the legs he used to run? Where are the legs he used to run before you went to carry a gun? I'm afraid your dancing days are done. You have no arm, you have no leg. You have no arm, you have no leg. You have no arm, you have no leg. You're an armless, legless, chickenless egg. They'll have to put you out with a bowl to beg. Kill them and they'll kill us back. We'll kill them and they'll kill us back. We'll kill them and they'll kill us back. They say it's always been like that. What a load of crap. So tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow and get on with your life somehow. They're taking your little brother now.
radio-friendly fire.
Swab-up!
Me and Ark are gonna sing it for ya.
Swab-up!
A headache pill to die for.
Swab-up!
A more participating stroll.
Swab-up!
Ooh.
Swab-up!
Soundtrack of the Resistance. Please stay tuned for playlists and contact information at the end of this half hour broadcast.
Pop Defect Radio.
We like war. We're a warlike people. We like war because we're good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because we get a lot of practice. This country's only 200 years old, and already we've had 10 major wars. We average a major war every 20 years in this country, so we're good at it. And it's a good thing we are. We're not very good at anything else anymore. Huh? Can't build a decent car, can't make a TV set or a VCR worth a fuck. Got no steel industry left, can't educate our young people, can't get health care to our old people, but we can bomb the shit out of your country, all right. We can bomb the shit out of your country, all right? Especially if your country is full of brown people. Oh, we like that, don't we? That's our hobby. That's our new job in the world, bombing brown people. Iraq, Panama, Grenada, Libya, you got some brown people in your country. Tell them to watch the fuck out, or we'll goddamn bomb them. Well, when's the last white people you can remember that we bombed? Can you remember the last white? Can you remember any white people we've ever bombed? The Germans, those are the only ones. And that's only because they were trying to cut in on our action. They wanted to dominate the world. Bullshit, that's our fucking job.
General, how would you assess yesterday's activities and today's? What is the enemy doing? Are these major attacks or...
That's EOD setting off a couple of M79 duds, I believe.
General, how would you assess the enemy's purposes yesterday and today?
The enemy very deceitfully has taken advantage of the Tet Truce in order to... Maximum consternation within South Vietnam, particularly in the populated areas.
It's a medical master, it's a medical master. They get what they want, so they bring a disaster. Bring it down the door, feed and Mrs. Brown. Bring it down the scene, get the beat getting faster.
In the battlefield, the sirens will wallow. Uptown militia is causing the fallout. Hit the mic, we can stop your feet as you holler. As our souls ignite, break the rules, can you follow?
It's a medical master, it's a medical master.
people I've had wounded. Six people I've had wounded.
They can't turn it off like TV. They look into the eyes of a mother that cried, and no commercial tide or roller coaster ride can bring her son back to life. I place the blame on those who claim to have no shame, the politicians and industrialists who make money hand over fist. They grind the grits in a patriotic mist until apathy sets in and people can no longer resist. War pigs!
Themselves away. They only start
the war. Why should they go out and fight? They leave all that to the poor. Are you with me now? Time will tell on their brainwashed minds, yeah. Making war just for fun. Treating people like they were pawns in a game of chess. Now, wait until the judgment day comes. Talk about the war, yeah, yeah. War peace now. It's generational, multi-confrontational, directional, subsisting on an international level. You got to understand the war peace ain't going away, man.
And you're still listening to Pop Defect Radio. That was Dirty City with War Pigs, a Black Sabbath cover. We also heard from Raw Skills with a track called Miracle Master off their Amaru CD. Go to rawskills.net for more information. Chumbawamba with Smart Bomb. Also some action from the West Bank at the beginning of that track. We also heard Jim Page in there with Johnny Comes Marching Home off the self-released recent Collateral Damage CD. You could also go to www.radioforall.net and search for Jim Page for more Jim Page programs. David Rovics with Terror in the Skies at the Live at Club Passam live CD. Go to www.davidrovics.com for more info. We heard from the Blue Meanies with Tread off of their Kiss Your Ass Goodbye album on Asian Man Records. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You could also send me MP3 files to skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. That's skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. And you can hear this and download this program as well as many other fine programs at www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And we're hailing from the illegal pirate studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. Go to www.microradio.net/FRSC to hear our live broadcast stream. And I think we're going to wrap up this broadcast of Pop Defect Radio in the war zone with an excerpt of a speech done by Dr. Helen Caldicott in Santa Cruz. And she has some things to say about nuclear war. So take heed. And thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
This is an alert. We are under nuclear attack. You have 5 minutes to reach the nearest fallout shelter. You won't get there. The bomb's going to drop on San Francisco, because that's a big city, but you'll be targeted. You've got a university here, right? You're targeted. We could even use this theater as the epicenter. It will come in at 20 times the speed of sound. You won't hear it. We won't know, because we haven't got our radio on. And it will explode with the heat inside the center of the sun and dig a crater 3/4 of a mile wide and 800 feet deep, turning this beautiful renovated theater and the whole of downtown, everything, into radioactive fallout shot up in the mushroom cloud. 5 miles from here in all directions, everyone will be killed, but most will be vaporized, like that little boy leaving his shadow on the pavement behind him. 20 miles from here, everyone killed or terribly burnt, lying without friends or relatives. No doctors, because we're dead. No hospitals, because they've been destroyed. No syringes, but the White House is stockpiling huge quantities of morphia just in case there's a nuclear war. If you look at the bomb 50 miles out, the flash is so bright you'll be instantly blinded, like looking at the sun. And then the whole area will be engulfed in a firestorm of 3,000 square miles. Think about it from here. Sucking in winds of 500 miles an hour, sucking people out of buildings and turning them into missiles. Windows popcorning, shards of glass at 100 miles an hour, decapitating people. When it's finished, there'll be millions of bodies, animal and human. And as they decay in a radioactive environment, the bacteria we harbour will mutate and become more lethal. So all the diseases we once controlled, like polio and typhoid and plague and tetanus, will become rampant and epidemic: measles, diphtheria. We'll have to live underground for 6 months because the radiation will be so intense, but they think they'll use the old people to gather food because we won't live long enough to get our cancers. It takes 5-20 years to get a cancer from the fallout. But the food will be radioactive. All the water supplies destroyed, the sewage systems. And as Nikita Khrushchev once said, if there's a nuclear war, the living will envy the dead. And it'll be the end of Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. It'll be the end of Brahms, Brahms' Alto Rhapsody. It'll be the end of Beethoven's Ninth. It'll be the end of humanity and the end of most of creation, except the cockroaches will survive and the algae, some bacteria and viruses. And we're all set up, ready to go.